Well, hey, dealmakers, welcome to the show where it's all about financial freedom with real estate. Let's do this.
You're listening to the Financial Freedom with Real Estate Investing podcast, hosted by Garrett Lynch and Michael Blanc, where we talk all about how you can achieve financial independence through apartment building investing. Whether you're just starting out or you want to scale your syndication business, this is the show for you.
So today on the show is Christopher Price, and like so many of us, you know, we stumble into this multifamily role just by accident, by buying a condo or flipping a house or doing this thing. And this is exactly what happened to Christopher as well. But he's taken it quite a bit further because he's raised millions of dollars since then. And today in this show, we're going to talk about the career track of capital raiser. And Chris is a good one at that. So we're going to talk about those two roles in the syndication as well. And then maybe you can identify yourself in one or the other. And then we're going to learn a lot more about the capital raiser role here today in the podcast with Christopher Price. Quick shout out, though, to King Wei Hu, who gave us a review on Amazon for the yellow book, Financial Freedom with Real Estate. It says, an inspiring book, even if you don't pursue apartment investing. That's interesting. It's very logical, explains things step by step, and is full of life wisdom in simple and easy to understand language. Now, there's a reason, by the way, we don't put apartment buildings in the title, because it conjures up all kinds of objections. Because you might be thinking, oh, apartment building sounds like an advanced strategy. Maybe I will just, you know, build a rental property and invest in single family houses for 5 or 10 years, and I'll take that experience and the money I make, and then I'll, quote, graduate into apartments. Maybe that's what you're referring to. And that's why I don't put that in the title, because I address those objections literally in the first few chapters of the book about why that's not the case. In fact, if we can get to you before you flip a single house or buy a single rental, it will be better for us and for you, because you don't actually have to do those things. Now, if you did them, cool, awesome, but don't do another one, right? Get right into apartment buildings yourself. The yellow book is fantastic. It's a 5-hour listen, 250-page read. If you're still not sure about apartment buildings, you may want to check out, we have this free training class online as well called Apartments 101, and you can find that at apartments101.co. So if you're really new and you want to check it out, it lasts about 25 minutes, so check that out as well. Well, I was looking for success stories of people who are doing deals right now. Today is Sean Shirk. He listened to the podcast, he's read the yellow book, and he bought a fourplex in East Hartford, Connecticut, valued at $220,000 with FHA financing, and is living in one of the units. You're house hacking. I love that so much, Sean. And he jumped into real estate after realizing that passive income is a true way to wealth and freedom. And now actually, he teaches other people how to turn their hobby into business through proven systems and marketing. And I love that, Sean. So thanks so much for sharing your story with us. If you've done a deal and we've helped you in some meaningful way, you've been one of our programs, or maybe you bought the SDA, you read the yellow book, listened to the podcast, then tag us on social media, The Michael Blanc, or just email us at support@themichaelblanc.com. And we'd love to shout you out as well. So let's talk about these two career tracks, capital raisers and deal finders. And Chris has certainly gravitated towards the capital raiser side. And so the capital raiser person is more of an extroverted person. They're relationship people. They maybe have the gift of gab. You know, they love networking and meeting new people, but they also maybe, because of their jobs, have access to people with capital. And in Chris's case, he worked with doctors. He sold medical devices and things of that nature. And so he felt like he, because of his job, he felt it's easier probably for him to raise capital than to go find deals. Now, he signed up with our mentoring program, as he should have, because even capital raisers need to know what the asset class they're investing in. There are people teaching capital raising online right now, which is cool. But as a capital raiser, you still have to know what you're talking about. You still have to know, how do you underwrite deals? You still have to know, what is the due diligence process? You have to know what makes a good property manager. And why do you have to know those things as a capital raiser? It's so that you can explain it to your investors, so you look intelligent about the asset class that you're raising money for. I find so many people are out there raising money and they have no idea what they're talking about, because all they're doing is raising money. They have nothing. They don't know anything about the operations at all. So the good capital raisers like Christopher really are also educating themselves about the more of the operations side as well. And this is really, really important. Now, the other role in a syndication, in a joint venture, is the deal finder. Deal finder is a little bit different, right? These are more, maybe more introverted. They're more numbers oriented, more detail oriented. And those are people who typically gravitate towards finding deals. And they have the ability to underwrite deals. They've got hustle. They're talking to brokers and they're building the team together. And so you really need both in a syndication. So which one are you? Are you gravitating towards one or the other? Maybe you feel like you can do a little bit of both. You should still find one that you enjoy more than the other, because it's better if you have dedicated people in a syndication to one or the other. In other words, one person mostly accountable for raising capital and the other person mostly accountable for finding deals. You need to have two things in the syndication. And so if you're a capital raiser like Chris, for example, then find yourself a deal finder, as Chris did as well. So your problem doesn't become, how do I analyze deals so much, but how do you find other operators to partner with? And so for that, as you'll talk about in the interview, it's really important that you connect with an ecosystem that actually has people that are, has deal finders in it that are generating leads and deals, et cetera, and that kind of stuff. So let's get a show here with Chris. Chris got an awesome background, Division I football player, he's MBA, 20 years in the pharma industry. Then he buys a condo, right? We always buy that condo, buy that rental, flip this house. We're trying to generate some other kinds of income. And he goes, huh, it's interesting. Real estate is interesting. And so he decided to sign up for a mentoring program. And today he's vested it over passively and actively in over 1,200 units, valued over $32.5 million. He also created his own meetup called the Wealth Mindset and Real Estate Investing Virtual Meetup. And that's really cool. It creates a built-in network as well. So let's talk to Chris about how he did this. Maybe you recognize yourself in some of his background on what he did, and this will be helpful in your career in starting into real estate as a capital raiser. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Michael, thank you very much for having me here. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here. It's totally a full circle moment to be here sitting with you today. So really appreciate it.
Hey, look, you've done a lot of stuff. You've done four syndications and you've kind of chosen the capital raising route a little bit. Before we get into that, how did you kind of get into real estate? What precipitated that?
Absolutely. So my journey started like many as a single family investor.
No, you don't say.
Yeah, it did. And you know, we were accidental landlords. You know, my wife and I, we had a condo. We were starting the family, wanted to move out of that condo and move to our single family home. We discovered at the time that we were trying to move to our single family home that in fact, we would have to, because we bought it prior to the financial crisis, that we would have been underwater with that property. So when we went to go talk about selling it, it was not really an option for us unless we were going to sell it at a loss.
You had to hold it.
We had to hold it. And then we rented it. And that became a great rental property for us over the years. And so we really didn't think much about it. You know, started thinking about just all the income that was coming in after all the expenses were paid and we got it consistently rented out. We did have to deal with a couple of headache tenants, which we could talk about throughout this conversation, but that's how we broke into the real estate game. And, you know, fast forward years later, we really started to look at how can we really, you know, monetize this thing. And I said, let's do more single families. That's the only way. We're gonna build a portfolio of single family homes. And I joined masterminds related to single family and I put together a nice little single family portfolio. And then I showed it to my wife and we discovered at that time that we needed way too many single family homes and it's gonna take us way too much time as two busy professionals as the years went on to be able to replace our income. So we said there has to be another way.
Yeah. So you kind of thought what we all think, single family house investing, and some people do actually execute on the plan and they waste years doing it. You kind of looked ahead and go, something's not right. That doesn't appeal to me. So what did you do about it?
Yes. Well, you know, our financial freedom plan that I had right there pretty much
out
got
the window.
Right out the window. It got scrapped. But at the same time that I was learning about this single family home investing and building this financial freedom plan with single family homes, I actually stumbled upon a guy named Michael Blanc, a couple of your industry peers, like the real estate guys and those types of folks. And I'm listening to these podcasts and I'm hearing people say, hey, you don't have to graduate from single family to multifamily. You can go straight into multifamily. I just was like, this is not possible. It's not us. I have to graduate from single family to multifamily. There are steps, there are levels to this game. And when I finally discovered this and I, you know, consumed all of the podcasts, all of the YouTube videos, all of the ebooks, it then led me to the path of saying, you know what, we can do this. And so I started out my journey in multifamily actually as a passive investor. I joined into multiple different meetup groups. I got connected with operators that way. I joined, you know, some of this happened during the pandemic. So then I started getting, you know, connected virtually with other operators in the markets that I was interested in. And that created some opportunities for me a couple years later to start investing passively.
Right. So that kind of opened up the door to the worldwide, you know, of syndications. And at one point then, did you want to become a little more actively involved?
Well, it's a great question, right? Because for me, as I started to really invest passively, what I realized about this whole process is that I actually love real estate investing more than just being a passive investor. And in fact, I started thinking to myself that, hey, as a busy working professional, someone in the pharmaceutical industry, there are other people like me out there that probably are interested in being able to invest in real estate as well and would be interested in investing passively, but they just don't know how. How can I be that beacon to them? Was the question that I started to ask myself in combination with my passion for wanting to be able to diversify my portfolio. You have, I have to tell you that, you know, during that time, the 2008 financial crisis, the European debt crisis, and all the other ups and downs of the financial markets over the years, that volatility was just something that we weren't interested in stomaching for much longer. And we wanted to have more control over our financial future. And so that is how we ended up getting into investing in real estate as passive investors. And then again, wanting to help others do the same. That's what brought us to active investing.
Well, how'd you go about then pivoting into active investing?
Well, yes. So, you know, in that journey, I started really learning about a multitude of different things. And what I didn't want to do, I'll tell you, is just go at doing it without any education or knowledge. And so upon my journey of learning about various different ways of investing in real estate, I started learning about other different types of program and training out there. You know, again, other folks in your peer set were marketing programs and talking about programs, and other people that I was investing alongside of. In fact, one of the mentors of mine actually said, hey, don't invest in any of those programs, just do it yourself and I can help you. And you know, he's a successful investor, but you know, he was adamant about not doing any coaching or mentoring program. He thought everything was overpriced and all that stuff. And you know, for me, I needed to make sure that I could invest in structured education. I needed to be a part of my tribe, my community of people that were like-minded, that spoke my language. And the path that led me down, you know, throughout this time, I read your book at this point in time, Financial Freedom with Real Estate Investing, not the other book that we talked about earlier today. I hadn't heard about that one. But between that, the YouTube videos, the way that you were delivering the content, your knowledge and subject matter expertise was something for me that really resonated with me compared to the others. And that connection is really what led me to joining the coaching and mentorship program. And the fact that you were so confident in your offer about making a guarantee, that was something that this was a great opportunity for me to consider. It was something that I could, that from my wife's perspective, you know, my wife Allison, when we were talking about it, that objections would be lowered as a result of some of these things. So that's what led me to this path. But the coaching and mentor thing was something that was really important to me in getting into this space.
Are you dreaming of financial freedom, of quitting your job and having the luxury to spend time with your family, travel the world, or just pursue your passions? Many think that financial freedom is just a pipe dream, but what if I told you it's closer than you think? My name is Michael Blank, and our mission is to help 1,000 families become financially free with real estate. Question is how? The answer is by investing in multifamily apartment buildings. That's the number one proven way people of all walks of life are finding financial freedom in as little as 6 months. And we know this because our students have acquired over $1.5 billion in multifamily real estate assets. And we've helped people with zero experience do their first apartment syndication. We've helped people with zero of their own money do their first apartment syndication. So if you decide to work with us, we'll guarantee you that you'll do the first deal within 12 months of working with us. And no other company provides a guarantee like that. Now, when you start working with us, the average student acquires a $4 million deal. That sounds like a lot, but because of our systems and network, that's a reality. Now, a $4 million deal nets you an acquisition fee of $120,000 when you buy the property. And that's why apartment syndication is so powerful. A single deal in the next 12 months could make you financially free. We've helped hundreds of people do their first deal, and I know that you can do it as well. Now, if this sounds interesting to you, I have something for you. Visit themichaelblank.com/call and book a free strategy session. That's it, just a call. On that call, we're going to assess where you are now and help map out a customized plan to do your first deal and become financially free. Now, if you've already done a deal or maybe several deals, you're an experienced syndicator, but you're feeling stuck right now and you can't seem to raise enough money to fund your deals,
then let's have a conversation as well. We've helped dozens of experienced syndicators scale their portfolios to 1,000 units or $10 million raised. So if I'm talking to you right now, go to themichaelblank.com/call and book a free strategy session. So here's the thing. We want to help you achieve your next level of success in real estate, whether it's your first deal or you want to scale your business. Wherever you are right now, just stop dreaming and the frustration and everything you're experiencing, and let's do something about it together. So take that first step now. Book your free call to start making financial freedom and scale and generational wealth a reality. So go to themichaelblank.com/call or click the link in the show notes. Talk to you soon. I think it's a great path for a passive investor, especially when someone invests passively in a deal or second deal and they're like, this is really cool. And they start telling their friends about it. And before you know it, they're starting to raise money. And now they're asking themselves, well, how do I monetize that? How do I actually become a general partner? And they now transition into the general partnership as more of a capital raiser. Now, there's a lot of maybe misconceptions about what that means, becoming a capital raiser. What does that mean to you? In other words, if you're focusing on capital raiser as a GP, how do you prepare for that? And what's required of you as such a member of a GP?
Yes, it's a great question. People have to realize that because in this space, we are not investment advisors, that we have to meet certain SEC rules and regulations. We have to know about what is an accredited investor, what is a sophisticated investor, what's a 506C, what's a 506B, and all of those different types of things that are related to being able to talk about investment. But what led me to it and why I wanted to be in this space is because I do enjoy educating and talking to prospective investors about real estate investment opportunities. And what's required of me to do that, especially in the co-GP model, is to be in a position where not only am I being a part of the general partnership team and educating investors on the investment opportunities, I'm also responsible for being involved in other aspects of managing the real estate property. Perhaps that's doing some asset management, visiting the property. Perhaps that is managing the property manager and making sure that they're executing the business plan or investor relations, something that is material participation in that syndication deal so that I'm not just quote unquote raising funds. And that was an important thing for me to be able to learn and understand, but then also take advantage of attracting and speaking to investors that are interested in diversifying their portfolio. That was really what I was focused on.
Yeah, so being knowledgeable and being involved in other parts of the GP is a legal requirement, but how does that also help with your capital raising directly?
Yes. So the way that it helps with my capital raising in particular is that you have to be able to communicate to investors what these investment opportunities are, and you have to be able to handle their objections and their concerns. And we all have to realize that in particular, these folks that we're speaking, they're smart, very smart people. And yes, and for the most part, they may not be, as immersed in this world as we are and maybe can filter through some of the things. They're just mostly led by what they're seeing in mainstream media. And so one of the things that I like to do is I don't like to necessarily wait for objections to come up. I like to introduce them myself and, hey, Chris, how do you do this? Or what about interest rates and the sky is falling? What about this? And commercial office is really going to take a hit. Aren't you concerned about those things? And I like to confront those things right up front because it gives me the opportunity to then knock down those objections throughout our conversations. And it's not about eliminating risk, but it's about mitigating risk. And how can I give that investor more reasons to say yes than to say no? One of the quotes that I actually borrow from you often is that a confused mind says no. And I'm a big believer in that. And so I try to reduce the amount of confusion as best as possible.
Now, you've been able to raise a considerable amount of money over the last couple of years, actually. And let's break it down real quick. What's your advice to someone who's just starting to raise capital kind of for the first time? And then, we'll talk about something, how did you scale that up a little bit here? But how did you first start off raising capital?
Yes. So I first started off raising capital, when I joined the community, I started looking at what ways can I add value? Am I the person who's going to be the numbers person, crunching all the numbers for the deal and, going deep in the market? Am I going to be the person that's going to be walking every unit and then prior to the closing of the property or managing the asset afterwards? Those are some of the questions that came to mind. Or was I going to be the person that would really be helping lead the charge with respect to educating investors and providing them information about the investment opportunities. And that was actually the space that I was most comfortable in. And in fact, the avatar or the folks that I prefer to speak to and the people in my industry and in my communities, that was something that really energized me. So I gravitated towards that. And that then meant that I needed to make sure that I could find my way in being a valuable member of any team. And so that's what led me to that position, to this space initially. And then the other thing I would say to that is what I came to realize throughout this entire process is that when you have deals, there are really two key things that exist. You have a deal, and deals need money. And I figured to myself that the most important way that I can be valuable in a syndication model in particular is to be able to be the person who can help bring some of the capital to close the deal.
That's right. Exactly right. Now, so you probably started tapping into your network and raising money one-on-one. But you've been able to expand that as well. Talk about how you've been able to expand your reach.
Yes, that's such an important thing. So yes, tapping in initially to friends, family, neighbors, all of the folks in my initial network were certainly the friends of our kids' soccer sports teams. You know, those are folks who would often, you know, have conversations while we're standing on the sidelines talking about, hey, what do you do? What do you do? And we have these exchanges and that opens up conversations. That's been most of a big part of it. But the other thing that has been really just a tremendous opportunity for me is really talking publicly via social media about what it is that I do outside of my W-2 job. And one of the things that I do in particular is I often post, you know, try and do it mostly daily on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram to share knowledge nuggets, if you will, of what's going on in the real estate space or my experiences or different types of information to help people know. Essentially, what I'm doing is attracting investors that ultimately will lead to conversation. So when I'm in the workplace, hey, Chris, I saw that post that you had the other day about topic X or topic Y. I'd really love to learn more about that. Can we have lunch? Can we set up a coffee? Can I reach out to you at night? And then the same thing happens when it comes to speaking with people, you know, at other events or alumni associations and the people reaching out to me from my undergraduate university. Hey, I saw what you're doing. You know, I've been investing in real estate too. I have a few single family homes. I've done this. I've done that. I've been looking at being able to scale my real estate business. You know, maybe we can talk sometimes. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Come on, let's do it. So that is really talking publicly about that and being vulnerable, sharing my experiences, helping people that maybe don't even know me be attracted to me and to my path in real estate through social media has been a tremendous way of being able to attract investors.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you find yourself a particular kind of investor that you're starting to attract?
Well, in fact, I've been very intentional about this. And so through other programs and mentorship programs, I've looked at being able to focus and target my outreach in some cases. So some of this is organic through me posting, you know, content. And then the other way that I'm able to engage folks is really through some targeted outreach. So what I mean by that is leveraging LinkedIn, in particular LinkedIn Sales Navigator, to be able to curate specific audiences that I want to engage on social media. So for example, I happen to be a Black professional with an advanced degree, an MBA, and I live in the Northeast. So let's say I want to utilize that segmentation in LinkedIn Sales Navigator to say, give me all of the Black executives in the life sciences industry in the Northeast who have MBAs. And that then, you know, creates a list for me. And then I have specific messaging that can then go out and target those individuals that will then say, hey, Michael, it's nice to meet you. This is via LinkedIn, by the way. You know, my name is Chris. I'm looking to reach out to other Black professionals who have MBAs and, you know, just build my network. Would you be interested in connecting? 9 in 10 times, most people on LinkedIn are like, yo, Chris, that's awesome. Yes, let's stay connected. But then that then opens up the follow-up conversation. Hey, thank you for connecting. I really appreciate it. You know, in addition to being a Black professional working in the pharmaceutical industry, I also am actively involved in real estate. And some of the things that we do are really focused on helping people add passive income and save on taxes. And typically, you know, the returns are can be better than the stock market? Is that something that you'd be interested in learning more about? Well, some people say, yeah, sure, that sounds interesting. And so that then leads us to having calls, and then, you know, we go on from there. So that's how I've been able to leverage social media to be able to create conversations that lead to prospective investors.
And this is, you know, basic marketing 101 that you're kind of applying. You're very clear about your avatar. And we find when you're developing avatar, it's really a reflection of you. Who are you? What's your background? Because then you resonate with other people. You have something in common immediately for the reasons you just mentioned. So if something comes up immediately, whatever, then I'm going to want to connect with you. And now the conversation, you can lead the conversation, you know, down the road. So I think that's fantastic. Where do you kind of see this going for you with regards to your reach and the platform maybe that you're building? Like, what's next on the agenda for you?
Oh man, I mean, really, what's on the agenda for me now is, you know, I've had the opportunity with my company Red Fox Multifamily to join my mentor, now business partner, Philippe Schuligan and Jeff Rodriguez at Boost Capital Group. And so now we have a customizable fund of funds that we can raise capital for to help passive investors, my avatar, their avatars, if you will, to invest passively in great real estate deals with great operators. So my intention is to help continue to build our fund, to continue to get to make that outreach. And in fact, you'll get more people to activate that. You know, I have a lot of commitments, but, you know, a lot of people are still dipping their toe in. And so being able to activate more investors to get them off of the bench and stop being like passive lookers to being more active investors from a subscribing perspective or wiring of the funds perspective. But when that's really what I'm focused on right now, to activate these folks.
Yeah, that's awesome. I met you 2 years ago, actually, at Dealmaker Live in Dallas. And, you know, this whole thing was like a gleam in your eye at the time. You've come an amazingly long way. So it's been great to kind of learn more about your story. How can people connect with you? LinkedIn, I'm sure.
Yes, 100%. Christopher Price, MBA on LinkedIn for sure. The Real Chris Price on Instagram and Facebook. You can reach out to me also at boostmycapital.com. And that's a great way to reach out to us, learn more about myself and my team. I'd be happy to connect with you.
Awesome. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for being on the show today.
I remember this, you're not alone in a syndication. Certainly by the house flipping days when I flipped 3 dozen houses, or in my restaurant days, I didn't have any partners. I was kind of the lone wolf, if you will. And with syndications, it's not like that at all. So if you gravitate more toward capital raising, focus on that and find yourself one or more operators who has deal flow. And other way around, there's a good number of you listening, watching this right now. You're like, you know what? I'd rather find a deal. In fact, I'm talking to brokers right now, but I can't raise $1 million or $2 million in capital to do a deal. This is why you need to connect with each other in an ecosystem. In our world, it's the Dealmaker Mastermind. We have a Dealmaker Network inside that, where our mentors are connecting our students with each other, depending on their skills and what's going on right now. So make sure that wherever you are right now, tap into an ecosystem like that. Take advantage of deal flow and the capital in those ecosystems so that you can, in fact, do a deal. Because here's the honest truth. I mean, without an operator, you know, without a deal finder, Chris wouldn't have done any deals at all, right? Because he's not wired that way. But it'd also be a waste for him to now go analyze deals and talk to brokers, and he couldn't raise all the capital. We really need both roles. And this is why it's so important. So if you want to learn how to raise capital, you want to learn how to do deals, work with us. We're the best in the business of helping people do their first deal and putting you together and joint venturing. We'll put you in touch with the right people when you need them. We have the Dealmaker Blueprint is kind of a repeatable system that shows you what to do this week and next week. And then we also put a right support around you as well, your community of peers, as well as experienced advisors. So to explore that, check us out. themichaelblank.com/call. And that's all it is, just a call. Let's just have a conversation. And that's at themichaelblank.com/call. If you love to invest passively, or maybe you want to be a capital raiser, this is, by the way, the other career track. You're more of a passive investor. And then you invest passively a few times. You're like, how do I become a GP? And this is the way to do it. You invest passively a few times, and then you learn the art of raising capital as a GP. That's awesome as well. So if you'd love to invest passively, we would love to have a conversation with you as well at Nighthawk Equity. Head on over to nighthawkequity.com and just schedule a call with us. Love to chat with you there. All right, so let's do this deal. The market's getting better. It's loosening up a little bit. We see some deal flow happening, so we're excited about that. Let's go out there and get a deal done.
Thanks for listening. Take the next step toward financial freedom by enrolling in the number one apartment investing course on the market. The Apartments 101 Masterclass will give you proven strategies to buy your first apartment building with no money down,
Sign up for free lifetime access to learn how to close your first deal in as little as 180 days. Head over to apartments101.co to start your free training. That's apartments101.co.